As Warren treks to Iowa, early troubles arise in New Hampshire. By Michael Patrick Leahy on January 3, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, will make at least four campaign stops in Iowa this weekend. Just 4 days after her New Year's Eve announcement that she has formed a 2020 Presidential Exploratory Committee. Friday afternoon she will be at the Gathering Room Event Center in McCoy's Thunderbolt and Council Bluffs, Iowa. McCoy's event coordinator Katie Larson told Breitbart News the event center can hold 150 people. On Saturday she has planned campaign stops in Sioux City, Storm Lake, and Des Moines. The February 2020 Democratic Iowa caucuses will be the first in the nation test of various Democratic candidates for president, to be followed soon after by the first in the nation primary in Warren's neighboring state of New Hampshire. If Thursday's article in the Warren-friendly Boston Globe is to be believed, however, the embattled senator from Massachusetts' candidacy is already encountering brisk headwinds in the live free-or-die state, making this weekend's trek to Iowa becomes a crucial test of her viability as a national candidate. Some NH Democrats lukewarm to Warren, the surprising headline said. Following Warren's announcement that she was forming an exploratory committee, more than a dozen sought-after Democratic activists in New Hampshire said they had concerns about her candidacy in interviews with the Globe, the paper continued. The only person so far who has generated buzz is Beto, Judy Reardon, one of those operatives, told the Globe. Former Rep. Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, is the 46-year-old Texan who raised more than $80 million from Democrats across the nation in his failed bid to defeat Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, in November. O'Rourke lost to Cruz by only 3 points. Warren's trip to Iowa comes after a disastrous 3 months of bad decisions and bad publicity for the 69-year-old former Harvard Law School professor. In October, her announcement of DNA results that she claimed showed she had between 0.1% and 1.6% ancestry in common with natives of Peru, Mexico, and Colombia was widely panned by Native American tribes and critics on both the left and the right. More than 30 years after first publicly claiming to be a minority in the 1985 to 1986 American Association of Law Schools directory and subsequently submitting and signing a form in 1989 to her then employer, the University of Pennsylvania Law School. Claiming to be a Native American, Warren has yet to provide a single piece of documentary evidence to support that claim, and her purported DNA results fall far short of any standard that would have justified that claim based on genetic evidence. Warren has refused to respond to questions about her false claims of Native American ancestry on the campaign trail. How she handles those inevitable questions in Iowa this weekend will give an early indication if the issue continues to have the same resonance with Democrat activists as it does with Republicans and independents.